This very large and very heavy painting is by the German artist Anselm Kiefer. As a young artist, he was mentored by Joseph Beuys, who was one of the most influential European artists after World War II. Beuys was famous for surviving the war as a pilot, in spite of several crashes, including one in Crimea where he was reported missing, believed dead. His recovery was partly possible through his art and his belief in first showing the wound before reconciliation could begin. Kiefer's earlier work was all about this. He was already 13 when he was told about the horror of the Third Reich. It was a shattering discovery that set the direction for his art over the next two decades. Much of his earlier work involved a process of coming to terms with this history and taking responsibility for it. But by the mid-80s, he began to move on to deal with broader religious and philosophical propositions. Some of his subject matter is drawn from Jewish Kabbalistic thinking, but he studied ancient Egyptian beliefs and Gnosticism and many other esoteric scripts. Many of his works, including two in this collection, deal with dreams of transcendence that inevitably fail. We are material beings, but we look over the horizon and dream of perhaps transcending our material life and entering a spiritual or immaterial world beyond it. Kiefer makes many works that hint at the desire for liftoff, such as propellers that hover over the horizon, staircases, ladders like Jacob's ladder, a stairway to heaven, and in this case, a stairway to heaven that's broken. It may be falling, but it seems to be hovering over the horizon. Behind it, you can see streaks in the sky, which seems to be like a starfall. Kiefer often paints starfalls, representing God re-entering the material world, and according to Isaac Luria's Kabbalistic writing, shattering the fragile vessel of matter in the process. People ask if making images of transcendence that always fails is not acting in bad faith. I think the best answer to that is to paraphrase the American writer Sheldahl, who in writing about Pollock said, "Pollock couldn't paint transcendence. Nobody can. It's not possible." But at its best, his work asks the question, why not? Digging down into the self, out into the cosmos. No answer comes back, but there's always the listening. I think Kiefer's works precisely do this. The landscape leading your eye to the horizon, the sky falling, the stairway hovering, not falling, a potential. The title of this work is very long. I'll try and say it. Von den Verlorenen gehört, die der Glaube nicht trug, erwachen die Trommeln im Fluss. And it more or less translates as, the drums in the river came alive, beaten by the lost ones who are not supported by faith. And that's written across the top of the painting. This is a quote from one of Kiefer's favourite poets, Ingeborg Bachmann. In this poem, Bachmann is thinking about the experience of bridges. She writes about standing on Waterloo Bridge in London, between the starry sky above and the dark water below, and feeling suspended in space, halfway between heaven and earth. And this is precisely Kiefer's kind of narrative.